Good morning, sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，早上好。
First, I want to thank you very much for allowing me the privilege of coming here and speaking this morning.
首先我要感谢大家让我有这个恩典荣誉可以到这边来跟大家传讲信息。
But above all, I really do thank you for your prayers, for there are many that were praying for me.
但是我要最要就是感谢大家不断为我祷告。
Especially my brother James here.
特别是James 为我祷告。
Because he was waiting for the sermon so he can be prepared in translation.
因为我跟他一起同工来配合做翻译。
I've also learned some things about James which delighted me, that he can actually understand the only Chinese I can speak.
他很感谢 他可以说某一种中文就是这个台湾话我可以听懂这样子。
Well, let's bow our heads in prayer.
我们一起低头，我们一起祷告。
Father, we are grateful to you that you give us your word.
父神，我们满心的感谢你，因为你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you, Father, that it is your spirit that gives us understanding.
父神，我们感谢你是你的灵，使我们能够明白你的话语。
As we hear, Father, may you work in our hearts.
父神，我们都在这里，求你用你的话语来感动我们的心。
Not just to understand.
不仅是能够明白。
But to obey.
并且能够遵行
that we might experience
所以我们可以去遵行可以去经历
the glorious riches
在荣耀中的一个丰盛
of your grace and mercy
你的恩典和你的慈爱
These things we pray in Jesus' name
以上祷告奉耶稣基督的名求
Amen Hey, let me just say something very interesting. So, there's a printer in this office, and every week it prints out millions of dollars of checks.
某一个办公室有一件很有趣的事情，就是这个办公室里面有一台打印机、印表机呢，它每个星期都印出许许多多上百万美金的这个支票。
If you follow the various publications like Forbes or Fortune or any of those other magazines,
如果你看了许多的这个杂志的话，你可以发现像Fortune 这种杂志的话，
you probably know that there are not many foundations out there that can do that.
并不是很多的这个基金会都可以做到这样的事情。
But you probably know right away which foundation I am referring to.
你大概可以猜出来我要讲到的是哪一个基金会。
The foundation I'm referring to is that of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
我要讲到的是这比尔盖茨和他妻子马琳达的比尔盖茨基金会。
As you know, he is the co-founder of Microsoft.
我们知道他是微软的共同创办人。
They have three children.
他们有三个孩子。
Jennifer, who is 14.
珍妮佛是四岁。
Rory, who's 11,
罗瑞十一岁
and he they have an 8-year-old girl named Phoebe.
另外一个八岁的 Phoebe.
Now, he was asked recently about inheritance that he's going to give to his children.
他最近想到要把他的这个遗产啊，他的财产要怎么样给他的孩子。
This is what he said.
他这么说。
Setting the numbers so that they need to work out to they need to work.
所以要找到一个合适给他们的一个钱的一个数字所以他们还必须要工作。
But they feel reasonably taken care of is hard to figure out.
但是呢，要让他们也觉得说他们需要工作，但是又让他们感受到父母亲是有照顾他们的这样一个数字呢，很难去设想出来一个这样的数字。
Now, he said that I will give the kids some money, but not a meaningful percentage.
我会给这些孩子呢一部分的钱，但是这个钱呢不会让他感，不是一个非常大的一个数目。
Of course, to us, not a meaningful percentage of 54 billion is very meaningful.
当然了，以比尔盖茨的这种身价有数以百万亿的这个身价的话，那那个虽然微不足道那个百分比呢，对我们来讲是一个非常大的数字。
For all of us, we think about our children.
我们每一个人其实都会想到我们的自己的孩子。
Some of us can contemplate about what we will leave for our children.
所以我们中间有一些人都会去思量我们要留下什么给我们的孩子。
Some of us don't have that luxury.
有一些人呢，我们当中有一些人可能没有那么有钱。
But there's a question I want to ask of you, and that is this.
我要问大家一个问题。
What is the spiritual wealth that you will leave for your children?
你在属灵的这个资产上要留给你的孩子什么东西？
And that's what we're going to talk about today in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 through 7.
这就是我们今天要谈到的提摩太后书第二章一到七节。
So if you would turn with me to the Bible, it's right up there.
所以你有圣经的话，你可以打开来一会儿，你也可以看墙上的投影。
I confess to you, I do not read Chinese.
我向各位承认，我并不能够读中文。
I have to pick a translation out of the various ones that I found on the internet.
我是从这个网际网络上发现这个找到的一个 translation， 就是翻译的。
So I hope you will bear with me.
所以你可以跟着我。
As we take a look at the text, I want to point out a few things.
我要指出来几点。
You notice first, right off the bat, Paul addresses Timothy as my son.
所以保罗在写这书信的时候，他提到提摩太，他说到你是提摩太，你是我儿。
This is a term of affection that Paul uses. In fact, in chapter 1, he uses the term beloved son.
这是保罗用到一个称提摩太的名词，他甚至在第一章的时候他提到提摩太，他是称他为你是我亲爱的儿子。
And I want to just read for you briefly from 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
所以我要为大家读一下哥林多前书第四章
verse 17。
哥林多前书第四章十七节，可以说前书第四章第十七节。
And Paul says this.
保罗是这么说的。
For this reason, I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord.
因此，我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里是我亲爱有忠心的儿子。
And he will remind you of my ways which are in Christ.
在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
Just as I teach everywhere in every church.
就如我在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
So one of the things that we learn from this is that there's a relationship that Paul has with Timothy.
所以保罗和提摩太是有一个关系。
affectionate relationship that is forged out of ministering together and suffering hardship together for the Lord.
所以这个关系是一个很亲密的一个关系，让他们可以在服事中，甚至遇到患难中，可以有一个很亲密的彼此的关系。
Second thing we want to see is that we'll see that.Paul says to Timothy to be strong in Christ.
第二件事情是说，保罗说，跟提摩太说，你要在基督里刚强起来。
There are reasons why Paul says this to Timothy.
有一些理由，保罗为什么要这么说
？There are things that Timothy is facing in the church of Ephesus, which he is responsible for leading.
所以因为提摩太他是在以弗所教会担任教牧的一个工作。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3 to 10 tells us that he has to deal with false teachers.
那提供他遇到一些的挑战，在提供他前书一章三到十节，那里讲到以弗所教会有一些假教师。
These are teachers who were teaching a doctrine that was not based on the grace of the gospel of Christ.
而这些假的教师呢，他们在以弗所教会讲了一些是不是按着神的恩典的一些教导。
Okay. They were in fact actually preaching a doctrine that was based on heritage, on genealogy.
所以呢，他们在讲到一个教导，就是用族谱，然后教的一些是异端的一种教导。
Second thing that they were facing is the fact that Timothy is actually relatively young.
第二件事情就是说，提摩太呢，相对来看他是相当的年轻。
We know that in 1 Timothy 4:12, it talks about this issue.
所以在提摩太前书第四章就讲到这样的一个问题。
Imagine Timothy at this time is probably in his mid-40s.
提摩太这个时候大概是40出头。
Third thing is that he actually is not fully Jewish.
另外一个问题就是说，其实提摩太呢并不是一个完全的犹太人，就是他父母亲都是犹太人。
Right, so out of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, we see that it talks about that his faith comes from his grandmother and his mother.
所以在提摩太后书第1章第5节讲到，就是他的信心是从他的外祖母和他的母亲有根基来的。
So imagine these obstacles that Timothy has to face in the church of Ephesus.
所以各位可以从以上几点去看到一件事情，就是说提摩太他在以弗所教会其实面对了一些挑战。
And therefore, Paul urges Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以呢，保罗提醒提摩太说，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
So let's take a look at what Paul tells Timothy in light of this.
所以我们去看保罗怎么样来继续的告诉提摩太有以上的背景。
So here he says to him, I want you to entrust to faithful men.
这里是保罗告诉提摩太的，我要你交托那忠心的人。
And what is it that he wants him to entrust to faithful men?
什么是要交托那忠心的人？
It is the thing thatPaul has been teaching Timothy in the presence of many witnesses.
也就是说保罗事实上教导的提摩太的许多事情是有许多见证人在他们当中的。
I want you to take a look at this verse here.
我要请大家再仔细的看这一段这一节经文。
And think about the verse. How many generations of faith is represented in this verse?
我问大家一下，你观察这段经文的时候，你看到有几个这个几代的人信仰上有几代的人，从这节经文可以看出来。
We can count right off the bat is Paul to Timothy.
我们可以开始算，第一代就是从保罗，然后第二代到提摩太。
So right there, there's two generations, Paul himself and Timothy.
所以有两代的人，一代就是保罗，一代就是第二代就是提摩太。
And what does Paul charge Timothy?
所以保罗呢，怎么样来教导提摩太？
Trust this to faithful men.
所以保罗告诉提摩太说，你要交托那忠心的人。
So we have three generations.
所以这里有第三代的。
But then he says, who are able to teach others.
但他有说，那些人是能够在教导别人的人。
Gives you four generations.
所以那些别人就变成有。这个第四个世代的人。
Let me ask you a question.
让我来问大家一个问题。
Whose model is Paul following?
保罗是学习或跟随谁的这个一个模式呢？
Absolutely.
是的，就是耶稣。
Right? Just as Christ, he passed it on to 12 disciples.
是的，就像耶稣基督他把教导这个任务传承给他十二个门徒。
And these 12 disciples passed it on to others who are able to teach.
而这个十二个门徒呢，也把这样的一个任务呢，传承给其他的更多的门徒。
What's interesting is that it's not just that, but it actually is. This is the way that God wants to fulfill His commandment to us, His last commandment to us in Christ.
很有趣的就是，这其实也就是耶稣基督他要告诉我们，在他在马太福音最后讲到的，就是说他最后的那个大使命。
And do you all remember what that verse is in Matthew chapter 28?
我相信大家都很熟悉那段经文，就在马太福音二十八章。
Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
那段经文是讲到说，耶稣进前来对他们说，天上地下所有权柄都赐给我了。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is the way that God has planned for us to fulfill His commandment.
这是神告诉我们一种方法来完成他自己的一个使命。
It is for us to pass on to others the glorious gospel of God in Christ Jesus.
就是我们要把一个神的一个荣耀的福音再传接给下一棒的人。
It is the fact that He is the Son of God who died for our sins and was raised from the dead.
他是神的儿子，他为了我们的罪死，而且他从死里复活。
Whoever believes in Him shall not die, but have eternal life.
凡信他的人不至灭亡，反得永远的生命。
You think about what we are doing next week.
我们想到下个星期我们要做什么事情呢？
It is the core of celebrating this very thing.
是一个核心，就是我们要来庆贺耶稣基督复活的一件事情。
This is our faith.
这就是我们的信仰。
So let's continue on and take a look at what Paul says to Timothy in verses 3 and 4.
等我往下读第三节和第四节。
So now what Paul's going to do is he's going to paint for Timothy what are different word pictures to use in terms of passing this on.
保罗要用其他例子来教导让提摩太可以明白他所说的是什么意思。
So the first picture he uses is that of a soldier.
所以他用另外一个图像来告诉提摩太，第一个就是军人的军兵的一个形象。
Now, it's interesting because a Roman soldier is something that maybe not all of us are familiar with, except if you had watched a movie like Gladiator.
我想大家并不是很熟悉罗马军兵的一个形象，除非你曾经看过一个电影是叫 Gladiator.
Yeah, sorry. I myself, that's the only picture I have of Roman soldier.
那个电影是我能够去想象那个罗马军兵的一个形象。
So you know, during the height of the Roman Empire, it was the Roman soldiers that enabled them to control these vast areas.
罗马帝国为什么能够控制这么大的一片疆土呢？因为他们有一个非常强盛的罗马军兵。
And the reason that they were able to do that,
他们能够如此做的原因是什么呢？
It's because these soldiers went through very, very rigorous training.
因为这些罗马军兵呢，经历过许多严格的训练。
They ended up with a very single-minded purpose.
他们有一个非常专心一致的一个精神。
They had incredible discipline.
他们有一个难以置信的一种严格的纪律。
And they had unquestionable obedience to the commanders.
他们也绝对顺服他们将军的那种精神。
And that's what made them so fearful as an army.
是为什么他们是如此令人
禁卫的一种军队。
They were able to carry out the strategy of the commander effectively.
所以他们的领导，他们的这个将军呢，他们有任何的指示的时候，他们都能够去实践他们的领导的意思。
Surely this is a great example to use to help Timothy to think about how a Christian soldier ought to be.
这是一个很好的例子，让提摩太能够去明白什么叫做基督精兵的一个例子。
Let's move on to the next picture that Paul gives Timothy.
那下一个例子呢？保罗给提摩太的一个看见就是
，And it is that of an athlete.
就是一个运动员的一个例子。
Now, the athletes were a little bit different back then.
运动员有一点不一样。
These are Greek athletes that we're talking about.
这一些运动员呢是从希腊的一种传统来的。
Many of you are probably familiar with athletes because some of you actually participate as athletes in various sports.
大家可能对运动员都比较了解，因为你们都可能参与各式各样的一种运动。
But when you think about athletes,Oftentimes, we think of athletes at the Olympic level.
但是呢，我们每次想到运动员的时候，我们就想到奥运。
And we know that they have to go through rigorous training in order to compete in the games.
奥运的运动员都要经过一个严格的训练，所以才能到上运动场去竞争。
Many of them actually train almost their entire lives.
有些人呢，一生都在训练，为了要参加。
But these Greek athletes, they actually had to come, when they were going to compete.
这些希腊的运动员呢，他们要参加竞赛之前呢，
they were required to spend 10 months in preparatory training.
他们要经过至少十个月的一个预备的训练营。
And not only did they have to spend the time in training, they actually had to engage in prescribed exercises.
他们不只是一经过这些训练，他们事实上都要经过一个已经设计好的一个训练的课程。
They have to live in strictly separated life.
他们要生活跟一般的人的生活是分别出来的。
And they had a rigid diet.
他们要有很严格的饮食控制。
Here's an interesting thing.
有一个很有趣一点。
If they break any of these training rules,
如果他们违反了任何的这个训练的规则。
They were disqualified.
他们就失去了资格。
And they were actually barred from participating in the event.
他们会被禁止参加运动项目。
Now, this is a poignant message that Paul has for Timothy.
这就是保罗要给提摩太的一个信息。
You see, Paul himself was nearing the end of his life.
保罗这个时候事实上已经接近他要离开世界，他已经很老了，要离开世界的时候。
This was the last letter that Paul wrote.
其实是保罗写的书信中的最后一卷书信。
If you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 to 8.
如果你翻到提摩太后书第四章第七节到第八节，提摩太后书第四章第七到第八节。
Here's what Paul writes. I'll read the whole thing in English, and then Brother James will read it in Chinese.
我先用英文读一次，那James 再为大家读中文。
He says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous Judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me."But also to all who have loved his appearing.
提摩太后书第四章七到八节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
You see, Paul has run the race.
保罗已经跑了那当跑的。
He has fought the good fight.
他已经打过那美好的仗。
He has finished the course.
他已经完成了他刚完成的任务。
And his heart's desire is for Timothy to also win the crown of life.
对，他的心就是希望提摩太也能够赢得那生命的冠冕。
The third thing that Paul gives is that of a farmer.
那第三个例子呢，保罗给提摩太的是一个农夫的例子。
I don't know about you, but they have these, they interview little children nowadays.
我不晓得大家知不知道，但是他们现在对那个年轻的孩子呢都要先面试。
小朋友。
小朋友。
Little kids.
就是小孩子，很小的孩子啊。
So they ask them, where does your food come from?
你的食物呢？他们问这些小孩子、小朋友，你的食物从哪里来呢？
Some of you who have little kids already know their answer.
那么，如果你有孩子的话，你大概知道他们会怎么回答。
Supermarket, of course.
啊，从这个超级市场来的啊。
Where else does it come from?
啊，还有从哪里来呢？
But the example that Paul gives.Is that of a hard-working farmer?
那这里呢，保罗给的例子就是非常辛勤工作的农人、农夫。
And this is actually for the people of that time very relevant.
因为这个例子对当时的人呢是一个相当能够理解的一个例子。
Because they're a very agrarian, agrarian society.
因为那些是当时是农业的社会。
They do know what it means to toil from sunrise to sunset.
他们知道什么叫做从日出到日落辛勤的耕种的意思。
And it makes sense.
它非常合理。
If you are the one that's toiling for all this,
如果你非常的辛勤耕种，
it makes sense for you to be the first to receive a share of the harvest.
这样非常合理，因为你辛勤耕种，所以你是第一个能够收到那个尝到或者是收到那个出熟的农作物。
This is a metaphor that Paul uses to remind Timothy that he will receive the spiritual fruits of his hard work, suffering, and faithful service.
这就是保罗告诉提摩太的用的一个隐喻，告诉提摩太说他在属灵的耕种上，他也是应该可以得到那个出熟的作物。
So what does this mean for us?
这对我们的意义是什么呢？
First of all, if we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
那我们如果可以回到前面那段经文，就是在提摩太后书第二章第二节的话。
It says that we are to entrust our faith to fast men.
我们要把我们要交托那忠心能够教导别人的人。
I don't know if this will work, but I was going to say, okay, when you greet people in the early days, maybe during the war, they usually greet people in Taiwanese, they say 假爸爸。
因为早期的时候呢，你见到人的时候，你一定先问人家一句话，就是说吃饱了没有，假爸爸。
If they saw me, they would just,Move on to the next. They don't even ask.
如果他们看到我的话，他们不会问这样的话。他们看到我就往前走了。
I'm a little 胖胖。
我是比较身材比较胖的。
But I want to say there's the other aspect of being fat.
我要谈到的这个胖，这个英文字的另外一面。
And what it is to be faithful, available, and teachable.
这是由三个英文字组成的，是事实上这个不是我们把它当成胖，而是忠心并且能够愿意有空，然后第三个就是能够教导。
So this the word faithful here in the Greek leans more towards trustworthy or reliable.
这个忠心这个字呢，事实上在希腊文里头呢，它比较是偏向一个这个人是能够被交托任务的，他是一个能够被信任的人。
Now, I will never say to a woman to be fat.
我不会跟一个姐妹说，成为一个胖的人。
But to encourage them to be faithful, available, and teachable is just as important.
但是要教导不管是弟兄姐妹成为一个忠心并且愿意而且能够教导别人的是非常重要的。
Now, interesting thing, when you were reading about those four generations that were represented in the verse,
非常有趣一点，如果你观察到刚刚我们谈到那个四个世代，我们刚刚读到的那一段经文。
What was the other thing that Paul said that Timothy was to entrust his faith to?
保罗提到就是说，提摩太你要交托什么呢？
And that is someone who is able to teach it to another, correct?
就是你要教的那个人呢，他还可以教导别人的人。
So we might say that we actually need to be that.
对，我们需要变成一个很胖的人。
Now, my 胖的人 doesn't sound right.
我只是强调那个有两个母音比较，所以大家可以看到。
But it was very interesting because I was asking my wife, how would you pronounce, FAAT?
你要怎么样来发音呢？说这英文这个字哈 ，F A A T， 你要怎么发音呢？有两个 A。
And she says fat。
他就说胖。
And I said, it's very appropriate because we are like sheep, aren't we?
哦，因为这个是非常合理的，因为刚刚林长老他提到就是说那个声音很像一个羊的声音，所以羊是一个很合理的一个。
In English.
在英文，对。
Well, let me ask you this. How do you find fat men and women?
我想问他一个问题，说你怎么看可以找到一个忠心并且愿意能够而且能够教导别人这样的人。
I think the first place to look for is our children.
我想第一个能够找到的人就是我们的孩子。
In Deuteronomy 6, 5, and 7,
在生命记
You don't need to turn to there.
Okay, 在生命记
It says that when you rise up, when you lay down, when you sit down, when you walk with your children, teach them your faith.
不论你躺卧，不论你坐着，不论你在行走，你应该教导你的孩子
That.My brothers and sisters, is where you need to look first for faithful, available, teachable, men and women.
那是第一个地方你应该找到的人，就是从你的孩子去找到，忠心、愿意、能够而且教导别人的人。
Proverbs 22:6 says this.
箴言二十二章第六节是这么说的。
If we train up our children in the way they are to go.They will not deter from it.
所以要教导你的孩子所以他们一生走在神的道路上，他们不会偏离。
But whether or not you have children,
无论你有没有孩子
，we look at the relationship that Paul has with Timothy.
我们看到保罗和提摩太的关系
，and we know that this relationship is a spiritual relationship.
所以我们知道他们的关系是一个属灵上的关系。
And so I want to encourage you to ask the question.
所以要鼓励大家去问这个问题。
Who here in our church would be faithful, available, able, teachable?
你有没有观察到在教会中谁是忠心、愿意、能够而且可以教导别人的人呢
？Look for those.
寻找这样的人。
And then ask the Lord to bring them across your path.
并且求神能够带领这些人经过你这样的一个成长的过程。
Remember, one of the things that you have to do is you want them to follow your example.
记得一件事情就是说你希望这样的人能够遵循你的榜样。
Which means what?
是什么意思呢
?That means we ourselves must be faithful, available, and teachable.
就是说我们要成为别人榜样之前我们自己要成为忠心能够愿意并且能够教导别人的人
I will share with you that I have really as I have aged in years gotten older.
哦，他觉得哦，我越来越老了。
I have come to love God's word more and more.
但是我年纪越来越大的时候，我就越喜爱神的话语。
I've learned to savor the richness of His truth.
我跟我们的救主所提到这些神的话语呢，我知道这些都是真实的。
And I struggle to become more obedient to His word.
但是我也会挣扎要更顺服当我读到这些话语的时候。
Let's move on to the next one. He says, "Do not be entangled."
所以呢，我们往下读这段呢，就是说不要被事物的事情缠累。
I don't know if you know, but the U.S. has been fighting a war, or actually two wars.
我想大家可能知道或者不知道，美国呢，事实上在两个战争。
Did you know, on April 7th of this month,
在今年的4月7号
the U.S. has been fighting in Afghanistan for 114 months.
美国已经在阿富汗打仗打了114个月。
That is now the longest war that the U.S. has been involved with.
这是一个美国经历过最长的一场战役。
It has surpassed Vietnam at 103.
已经超越了越战呢113个月。
You know, we are probably not very familiar with soldiers.
我们可能不是很熟悉军人。
Because unlike in the Roman times where the soldiers actually lived in the public, I mean you see them in the public.
不像罗马时代呢，罗马时代的军兵可能都生活在公共场合。
We don't see them very often here in the U.S.
但是我们在现在在这里呢，我们不会看到军人跟我们生活在周围。
In everyday life, that is.
在我每天的生活中。
But they actually have to go through training.
但他们也要经历过军事的训练。
And here's the important thing. The soldier must be single-minded.
这些军人呢，一样的要能够专心一致。
You can imagine if you are in battle. If you are in the battle.
如果你可以想象说你正在那个战场上。
You can't think of anything except surviving, right, and carrying out the commands of the officer.
你不能够想象其他的事情，因为你只能够专心，能够在战场上能够打仗，并且执行上级交付你的任务。
You can't be thinking about, oh, did I pay my bill at home?
你当然不能去在战场上还想到说我有没有付我家的那个账单。
And this was even more true for Roman soldiers.
对罗马的军兵来讲，这也是非常真实的。
So imagine when they have to fight, it's hand-to-hand combat.
他们在打仗的时候，他们事实上是徒手或是手上拿了武器在打仗。
So the question is, what about us? What does it mean for us to be single-minded?
对我们来讲，专心一致是什么意思呢？
What do you think about when you say not to be entangled in everyday life?
你会想到说不要被事物缠累是什么意思呢？
Most of us, when we think about this passage, most of us think about our work.
我会想到可能是我们的工作。
So we say, okay, well, I should work in secular jobs less and do more spiritual things.
所以我们或许会立刻想到说我是应该少做一点世俗上的工作的事情，多做一点属灵的事情。
Don't you think that way when you think about this in terms of applying it to yourself?
你会不会想到看到这段经文的时候，你想到你自己就是想到这样的一个方向呢？
And you know, there are some that God calls to full-time ministry.
所以有一些人是神呼召做全时间的服事的。
But the vast majority of us, God calls us to be in our vocations.
但是绝大多数的我们呢，神呼召我们是在我们的工作的我们的职场上。
I want to challenge you to think about something that single-mindedness is not what you do.
我想要挑战大家的就是说，专心一致呢，这个意思不是在你做什么事情的层面上。
Single-mindedness is where is your focus?
专心一致呢，是你要专心在什么事情上。
And what I mean by that is this.
我的意思是这样。
Secular work focused on the eternal becomes spiritual work.
如果你虽然做世俗的工作呢，但是你能够专注在永恒的事情上的话，那些事情也会变成很属灵。
Colossians 3:23 says this.
哥林多哥罗西书3:23。
Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men.
无论你做什么，应该要做像是为主做的，而不是为人做的。
Of course, when we think about that, we think, oh yeah, of course, that makes sense.
当然，我们每次想到这些经文的时候，说这些经文很合理啊。
If you do your job well, certainly you will advance in your job.
当然，你在你的工作上你做得很好的话，你就会被提升。
Maybe you will earn more money.
你会赚更多的钱。
Until you realize one thing.
直到有一件你了解一件事情。
When Paul's writing that to, who Paul was writing that to?
保罗写这个是写给谁呢？
He was writing to slaves.
他写这个是要写给那些做奴隶的人。
So, whether they are doing cleaning the toilet, whether they are doing the non-menial task, whatever they did, it would not have made any difference in the status of their lives.
所以保罗写书信给这些人呢，许多人他们是做奴隶的，是做那个辛勤工作的工人，所以不论他们多努力呢，事实上呢，都不会改变他们工作的状态。
How do we do our work heartily as for the Lord?
我们怎么样能够真正能够辛勤的去工作，是真的是为主来工作？
Where is our focus?
我们的专注点在哪里呢？
Where is our single-mindedness?
我们所谓的专心一致是在什么地方呢？
Flip side of this, flip.
另外一边，从另外一面来看的话，
Spiritual work.
属灵的工作。
Focused on temporal, on the temporal.
如果他属灵的事情，但是很专注在一些短暂的事情上的时候，
it becomes secular.
他也会变得很世俗。
Great example of this is when Jesus confronted the Pharisees.
最好的例子就是耶稣呢，他挑战这些法利赛人。
Their whole focus that was spiritually became focused on the temporal. What profited them?
这些法利赛人呢，他们虽然好像都在专注一些属灵的事情，但是他们却想到的是说这些事情呢对他们暂时的有什么益处。
Where is our single-minded focus?
所以我们每一个人想到我们所要专心一致的时候，我们要专心在什么事情上？
I want to challenge you to think about some of these examples.
我要挑战各位，就是你可以去想到以上这些例子。
Maybe it means for us to trust the Lord and continue to do our best even as someone else less qualified gets promoted ahead of us.
我举一些例子，或许我们在努力工作的时候呢，我们发现有一些比我们不合资格的人呢，却比我们更早升官。
Or maybe to be gracious even when someone wrongs us.
或者是对人呢很有恩慈，即使别人做一些对我们不对的事情。
Or not complaining when we are inconvenienced in helping others.
当我们呢很不方便的时候，但还是要去帮助别人的时候，我们不去抱怨。
Or having the courage to trust the Lord in doing what is right, even when those around us are not.
你继续接着。
Yeah. Trusting the Lord to do what is right, even when those around us are not.
我们还是能够信靠主呢，去做对的事情，即使呢，我们周遭人都没有这么做。
Or not become obsessed with how much money we have, but instead be rich in good deeds.
我们 不去专注在我们能够拥有多少的东西呢，而是专注在去做哪些可以有好的行为的事情。
Or being humble in the face of difficulties in order to learn what God has to teach us.
我在困难的时候呢，还可以很谦卑的去想到神要借由这些事情教导我们什么。
Or staying faithful in our marriages even when we do not feel like it.
或者在我们的婚姻中呢，去还是很忠诚的对待我们的伴侣，即使我们觉得我们很不喜欢这个婚姻。
Or as a doctor that I know.
或者另外一个像一个医生我知道的例子。
He had to repeat an entire clinical rotation.
还要不断的重复一个医疗的一个轮班。
Because a professor failed him because he was a Christian.
因为他的教授呢把他放掉，因为他只是因为他是基督徒，他教授把他放掉，所以他必须要去不断的去轮班。
I'm sure you have many examples yourself.
我想你可以想到许许多多你自己的例子。
Not being entangled requires us to stay focused with a single-mindedness on that which is eternal.
所以呢，我们不要被世俗的事情、事物缠累，而能够专心一致在神永恒的事情上。
Next one that he says is, how do we compete according to the rules?
下一件事情他讲到就是说我们能够怎么样能够去竞争而且能够遵循场上的规则呢。
You know, I think that if an athlete wins an event all competing according to the rules, we would be so thrilled for that athlete.
我们会对一个运动员他非常遵守这个运动规则，然后他可以赢到一个奖项的时候，我们都为他很高兴。
But if we know that they cheated, that they didn't compete according to the rules, we would be equally cheering that they be disqualified.
如果我们知道这个运动员虽然赢得了奖项，但是他是作弊的话，那么我们也会同样的那种心，就是觉得他应该被取消资格。
It's no different in our spiritual walks.
同样的在我们属灵的生活上呢是一样的。
Just as Paul wanted Timothy to run as to win the crown of life, that is what God wants for every one of us.
就如同保罗希望提摩太能够得到生命的冠冕一样，对我们每一个人其实都是一样的，我们应该要得到生命的冠冕。
It's challenging for me.
对我来讲是一个挑战。
As I spend more time in God's Word.
当我花更多的时间在神的话语上的时候，
I learn more and more about how I need to really work on my obedience to God.
我就越发的觉得我要更多的去顺服神的话语。
And let me suggest a couple of things for you to think about.
让我来建议各位一些事情我们可以去想的。
First, and you already, most of you probably already know this, but number one is to spend time with God in study of His Word and in prayer.
我想这个已经很熟悉了，不过第一件事情就是说，我们应该花更多的时间学习神的话语，并且专注在祷告上。
And I want to say that no matter where we are spiritually, there is always someone who can help us to walk in our walk in with the Lord.
不论我们在属灵状况是在什么样的情况，总是有一些人可以陪伴我们一起在属灵道路上的行走。
Ask the Lord for a coach to be in your life.
求神成为你的生命中的教练。
I have been very blessed. God has been gracious to me.
我想神对我有很大的恩典。
And I am in a study group that.Looks at God's word, tears it apart, looks at the Greek.
我参与一个团队啊团体，然后可以一起学习神的话，能够真是从希腊文去学习。
And it just challenges me, to really learn the richness and depth of God's word.
所以这个团体能不断的能够挑战我，是能够更深入的在神的话语上面去扎根。
Last thing is this, ask the Lord.For someone to train with.
下一件事情就是说，我们应该寻求神能够找到一些人能够和我们一起在这个训练属灵的训练上一起同伴。
Who do you train with?
你要跟谁一起被训练呢？
Finally, the last example that Paul gives Timothy is that of a harvest, hardworking farmer and a harvest.
最后一件事情就是说，保罗告诉提摩太的就是，就像一个农夫一样，辛勤的工作可以得到出手果。
So, we believe that if you work hard, you should be the first to receive your share of the crops.
所以我们相信，如果你在属灵身上努力的话，你也可以成为第一个得到那个收成的人。
And in fact, that is exactly what we are to do. The question you have to ask is, what is our harvest when we do long-suffering and serve in the church?
我们第一个要问的就是说，那我们的收成是什么？当我们很努力的在教会服事或属灵的事情上耕作的时候，我们的收成是什么？
First in 1 Timothy 5:18-19, it says to be rich in good deeds.
提摩太前书五章十八节，是这么说的。
Just be rich in good deeds.
应该要在做许多善事，并且在好的行为上能够富足。
And in this way, you will lay up for yourself treasures in heaven.
所以你可以在天上呢有一个宝物啊，宝藏，在天上可以得到宝藏。
But the greatest treasure for us.
那最大的宝藏对我们来讲是什么呢？
Is the glorious gospel of Christ Jesus.
就是神荣耀的那个福音。在耶稣基督里的福音。
If we die with him, we will also live with him.
如果我们和他一起受死，我们也应该可以跟他一起复活生活。
The summary that I have is this.
我的总结是这样。
Your faith, be available, be faithful, available, and teachable yourselves.
我们应该成为一个中心，我们自己成为一个中心，并且愿意，并且能够教导别人的人。
And then entrust us to faithful men and women.
所以我们也要把这样的事情呢，交托给那些一样可以忠心愿意教导别人的人。
You know, there is a tremendous need in this church for women to be discipling women.
我们在教会中，我们的教会中，国伟教会中，有许多的妇女是事实上需要能够去教导别人的，有这样的需求，就是妇女能够教导别的妇女。
Keep a single-minded focus in everything you do.
能够保持专心一致的事情，不论你做什么样的事情。
Practice obedience to the Lord.
并且操练，完全的顺服神。
Persevere in your work.
在所做的工作上能够坚忍。
So that you might be the first to receive your share of the crop.
所以你可以第一个能够成为属灵上收割的人。
In the Lord our God.
在我们的主耶稣身上。
Thank you, James, for interpreting.
谢谢 James 的翻译。
Let's bow in prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we are grateful to you.
父神，我们很感恩在你里面。
For you entrusted to us this wonderful message.
因为你把这样的美好的一段信息交托给我们。
This power to save.
在我们能够被得救这样的一个强而有力的一个事实中。
Help us, Father, to be faithful in what we do with what you have entrusted to us.
主啊，帮助我们成为一个忠心的人。
Help us to be entrusting them to faithful men and women.
并且我们能够找到一群愿意忠心 愿意并且能够教导别人的人。
Help us to be single-minded wherever we are.
帮助我们也能够专心一致，不论我们在什么地方。
So that the work that we do, the excellence of the work that we do for you.
所以我们所做的每一个服事，美好的服事在里面。
Will point others to you.
能够带领别人到你的面前。
Father, prepare our hearts that next week as we celebrate Easter.
是吧，预备我们的心，下个星期我们要庆贺复活节。
For it is a celebration of your salvation to us.
这是一个庆贺你的救恩，对我们的救恩的时候。
And for this, we are deeply grateful.
也因此我们有无限的感恩。
Pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们以上祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.